put the smart in your smart speaker.
Alexa, play WIOD on iHeartRadio.
News Radio 610 WIOD, Bloom Daddy filling in for Brian, 866-610-6397. Your Thursday tirade's coming up in about an hour here on the show. Your three topics. Topic number one is get the heck out. Topic number two, losers and AOC. And topic number three is pamper me. All right, I want to bring on Jay Ratliff, iHeart Aviation Analyst and President of Day Trade Fund. Jay, I always knew you knew your stuff about the aviation industry, but I never knew you were a numbers guy.
Oh, yeah. When Northwest Airlines kicked me to the curb, I don't know, about 20 years ago, I took my passion for the stock market from part-time to full-time, and then about a decade ago, started teaching people what I do. And, yeah, Monday, I flipped a stock, 11 minutes, $8,400, so now Northwest Airlines can't afford me.
What? And that's a big
even though the company doesn't exist. You can tell I'm over it, right?
Big old middle finger to them. Okay, so
as it turned out, one of the best things that happened to me was them eliminating my job and me not electing to move anywhere else in the country.
Yeah, one door closes, another one opens, right? So the Dow dropping over 800 yesterday, talks of a possible recession. What are you seeing?
I'm seeing the headlines. My phone's ringing off the hook. I'm getting a gazillion emails through the business website. I'm getting text messages. It was 3%. I mean, yes, I understand 800 is a rather big number. I recognize people see that and they kind of lose their cereal. But when I look at it, to me, it's simply a 3% drop in one day. We would have needed, a 7% drop almost to make the top 20 list of the biggest of all time. So when I see that, I recognize, yes, there's concern on the market. I understand where it's coming from. But the idea that the sky is falling and the green witch in the background is melting, it is just a little bit too much for me because it's just not there. And then again today, calm has been restored. I think the market's up about 63 points in the first 55 minutes of trading today. So, you know, calmer heads are prevailing, and we'll see where this takes us.
All right, so what's your best advice for investors right now?
Don't panic. Just relax. Try not to get caught up in the euphoria of the moment and recognize that the market goes through a lot of these drops and recoveries on a normal basis. Now, I'm not saying that there's not reason to be concerned. When the Fed did their thing earlier in the month where they elected to cut interest rates instead of raising them or holding pat, they basically sent the message that they are not only concerned but worried about the possibility of a coming recession. And then, of course, we had the inverted chart on the U.S. Treasuries that's sending everybody into a conniption fit. And basically that means that if you have a two-year Treasury note, it's going to pay you more than a 10-year, which is the exact opposite when you go to the bank. You normally get more for the longer that it's in there. But that sends the message that people are thinking the next 2 years are going to be okay. But after that, we could be looking at a recession or something thereabouts. Last time it happened where we had one of these inverted curves was 2005. And, of course, 2 years later, the wheels fell off of the economy and off we went from there. So there's a lot more dynamics that are at play right now. So you really need to relax. Try not to feel like you have to adjust your portfolio. Understand that if the stocks do drop, where we have a mild correction of any kind, that if you have these normal contributions that are going in every month, you're going to be buying more of the shares of what you're investing in long term anyways. To me, I'm not part of the buy, hold, and pray crowd long term because I prefer to flip stocks in 10 or 15 minutes. But for those that do, it's just a time to relax. Now, I would not suggest bringing a lot of money off the sidelines and putting in specific stocks at this point because we may see a little bit more of a drop. So really just relax. Now, I will tell you, aviation and stock, if I can combine the two, American Airlines, keep an eye on this stock. Right now it's at a 52-week low, AAL. It's under $26 a share. They're having an absolute nightmare, public nightmare, with their mechanics. They've been trying to get a work agreement hammered out for the last several years, and they've had some recent court rulings this past week that may speed up the process of these two coming to the table and reaching an agreement. Okay. When it happens, I suspect that stock is going to see a pop. Now, it may drop a little bit more. I'm not saying buy it, but right. I am saying keep an eye on AAL. It may be a nice stock in the near future.
Okay. Jay, always appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
All right, pal.
All right, that's Jay Ratliff, iHeart Aviation Analyst, President of Day Trade Fund. Bloom Daddy back after this.